The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. It is Sunday, January 6, 2019. Wow. How time flies. Alrighty. So, today's topic is it a supplement or is it a drug? Sometimes it's hard to tell or darn near impossible. So, today's show is about the growing situation of supplement drug combinations that people are ingesting without their knowledge. And as you know, I'm on the Dr. News feed, so I get these alerts to my mailbox really daily, about 5 or 10 a day. And it's difficult to even keep up with it. So, we're going to say hi to the Facebook people. Hello, Facebook. And we're going to say hi to the chat room people. We're going to try and say hi to chat room. That's not always easy. But we're going to do the best we can. We're just a couple of clicks away. Because of the way technology and recording is set up, it's not going to be possible to do this ahead of time, unfortunately. Alrighty. Huh, made contact with the chat room. This is awesome. Alright. So, like, what's the problem? So, I get this alert in my box. More bad news about dietary supplements. This is, like, bad news. I'm like, bad news? How can there be bad news about dietary supplements? I'm talking about a whole class of stuff ingested by more than 90% of Americans, and killing no more than, at best, 24 people a decade. Well, even 24 years is not many. When you look at pharmaceutical drugs, that by the industry's own admission, this is by their admission, properly prescribed drugs, no accidents here, kill 107,000 people a year. So what bad news could there possibly be about supplements, a class of drug that at best kills 24 people a year, when doctors are actively prescribing a class of drugs, call it prescription drugs, that kill 107,000 people a year, with proper use, by the way. So, I had to read this. I said, my God, is there something bad about supplements? Well, I want to know. More bad news. We don't know what the old bad news was. Let's just take a look at the more bad news. All right, so this is Dr. Kenny Lin, Georgetown University, family physician. And he's a common sense family doctor. This is what he presents himself as. So last year, the Council for Responsible Nutrition said that more than three-fourths of adults reported taking over-the-counter dietary supplements, more than 75%. So let's just call it, we'll call it 80%. Thanks, Marbley. So the most popular supplements were multivitamins and minerals, which, though unproven to produce any health benefits, are harmless. Okay. So the most popular supplements are harmless. However, 39% of supplement users took herbs. Oh, my God. That would be like parsley, just to give you an idea what an herb is. 29% took sports supplements, 19% for weight loss. And these types of supplements worry the common sense doctor because they frequently contain unapproved ingredients with a high potential for harm. Now, it says unapproved ingredients. Let's look at what the common sense doctor is calling unapproved ingredients. All right. For example, a recent analysis of U.S. Food and FDA warnings issued to manufacturers of 776 supplements from 207 to 216, call it 10 years, found they contained prescription drugs. Whoa. Prescription drugs are approved by the FDA, so they're not unapproved. It looks like the common sense doctor is slipping in his common sense. Just saying. So, but this is interesting. 776 supplements were found to contain prescription drugs, like Viagra, steroids, and Paxil, by the way. And it might surprise patients and some health professionals that the FDA's legal authority to oversee the supplement industry is far inferior to its power to regulate the pharmaceutical industry. And so what he's saying is the FDA can regulate the pharmaceutical industry, but its power over supplements is there. It has power, but it's not great. All right. Unlike new prescription drugs, supplements do not need to be submitted to the FDA for review of their effectiveness and safety before being marketed and sold. Now remember, this is the FDA who's approved a group of drugs that are killing 107,000 people a year. It seems the FDA might be slipping up on its safety criteria, whatever that might be. All right. So in the words of a former FDA official, manufacturers of supplements are using an honor system. So physicians can and should report suspected adverse events from supplements to the MedWatch program so the FDA can initiate investigations and enforcement actions if appropriate. Now, so basically what this is telling you is when you tell your doctor you're taking a supplement, he's basically going to rat you out. Just saying. In addition to voluntary recalls of adulterated supplements, another enforcement action available to the FDA is posting public notices about prohibited hazardous ingredients on its health fraud webpage. Have these notices caused manufacturers to remove these ingredients from products? Apparently not. So researchers performed chemical analysis of samples of 12 weight loss, sports, and cognitive supplements purchased in 2014 and compared them with the same brands purchased in 2017. In the intervening years, the FDA issued notices regarding 4 sympath mimetic stimulants. Call it Speed, call it like Ritalin, Adderall is found in these so-called supplements. Nonetheless, at least one of the stimulants was detected in 9 of the supplements purchased in 2017. Equally concerning, one stimulant was not found in any of the supplements in 2014, but was detected in 4 of them in 2017. So what's happening is supplement manufacturers are adding these prescription drugs to their natural supplements. All right. Although this was a small sample, there is reason to think that it was representative. All right. So what should primary care doctors do with this information? First, in addition to asking about prescribed and over-the-counter drugs, be sure to ask your patients if they take any vitamins, herbals, nutritional, sports, or weight loss supplements. Now, again, the doctor's asking these questions. He's putting this in your electronic mesh record. When he hits send, this record goes out to basically whoever wants to know. And so there are data gathering organizations that literally report this information, collate it, and sell it to drug companies. And so this basically allows drug companies to know what supplements people are taking in large numbers, and then allows them to go to the government to have these supplements regulated, restricted, or removed. Now, what they're asking the doctor, listen, is ask about prescribed and over-the-counter drugs. Be sure to ask if they take vitamins, herbals, nutritional, sports, or weight loss supplements. And so the doctor is going to write all this down in the electronic medical record. And then basically this lets the drug companies or whoever wants to know which supplements are being used in large amounts so they can either restrict those supplements, gives them marketing information in case they want to compete selling those supplements. This is an incredible amount of marketing information. And so we go from dangerous supplements to all supplements. So if you have a person who's healthy, no medical problems, no complications, you're still going to report out all their supplements. Just make a note of that. Be aware. So what they're doing then is creating a surveillance situation. All right. So first, you got to document all this stuff. Then you want to notify the FDA when you believe one of your patients has experienced a serious adverse effect from a supplement. So this is different from if you think your patient's having an adverse effect, then make sure you get a list of all the supplements they're taking. No, 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 no. You want to routinely ask about supplements at every single visit. I have no idea what that sound is. Ah, I found it. Okay, so if the doctor thinks it's an adverse event, then of course he should report it. And a Dr. Walton Shirley suggested you should advocate for your state medical society and national specialty organization to demand legislation to give the FDA the authority and resources to ensure the safety and quality of supplements before they go to market, not only after consumers experience avoidable harm. All right, so let's take a look. Let's take a look and see what the harm is, because no place in this article have they outlined how many people are dying. What's the magnitude of the problem? First of all, I can tell you there are a lot of supplements that contain pharmaceuticals. And they even have the pharmaceuticals listed on the label. So this is something that happens. I went to visit my brother back in the 90s. And he was trying to get healthy and get muscular and, you know, all the stuff they tell you you can get and do on these different ads for supplements. And so he had a cabinet in his kitchen filled with these supplements. And so I looked at the supplements and I said, Eugene, these supplements have steroids in them.
Ooh, really?
I said, yeah. And so he didn't realize that he was taking anabolic steroids because it was not prescription, it was in a supplement, and he just presumed it didn't contain any pharmaceuticals. So you do have to be very, very careful about getting certain supplements in certain classes. We're going to talk about that. So let's go and see how big a problem things are. And whenever you want to know, like, how bad is it? What's really going on? Of course, we go and check with, well, the CDC. And let's see what the CDC has to say. Because it's not a disease until the CDC says so. All right, so let's take a look at the adverse drug effects from the Journal of the Medical Association network. Oh, wait, here's the CDC. We got the CDC right here. So the CDC did, they actually did a study because they thought there's a problem going on here. A problem. And so the CDC says there's a medication safety problem, and so they have a medication safety program. And what they did was they took a look at how dangerous drugs are. So this is the prescription drugs, and then we're going to compare it with the tainted drugs or tainted supplements. Right? So we have these drugs the FDA has approved, and the FDA said, look, only certain companies can manufacture these drugs, and they can only dispense some or sell them in certain dosage strengths for certain proper use. That is it. So that's one class of drugs. The other class of drugs you're looking at is pharmaceuticals that have been put into supplements and are being sold labeled as supplements. This is bad labeling, no doubt about it. Customer being deceived, no doubt about it. So we want to compare the harm done by both. All right. So the JAMA Network, that's a journal of the American Medical Association. We're going to, you know, take their word for it. They're on the side of the drug people. And the CDC. So let's take a look at the CDC. CDC says there were 1 million people seen in hospital emergency departments for adverse drug events every year in the United States. 1 million. And one quarter, 250,000, are hospitalized for further treatment. All right? So we're looking at a problem in pharmaceuticals of 1 million people a year go to the emergency room, and 250,000 hospitalized due to FDA-approved, call it safe, drugs. Well, if we go to Scientific American, we see that a 2015 study showed that 23,000 emergency room visits and 2,000 hospitalizations in the United States every year from dietary supplements. And we can assume this includes the ones that were tainted with pharmaceuticals and not labeled. The customer was deceived. Okay. So let's do a little bit of math, not too much. We don't want to tax our math skills. And we see that, whoa. If you're accepting an FDA-approved drug, then you are about 47 times more likely to end up in the emergency room. This is pretty shocking. But wait. What about the emergency room? You're more than 100 times as likely to be hospitalized from a prescription drug than from a supplement, even an improperly labeled supplement. Now, so this is shocking. So the FDA-approved drugs are causing 43 times the number of emergency room visits and 125 times as many hospitalizations. And there are people out there who want to give the FDA more power to supervise a group of substances that are causing a negligible harm. It seems the only thing that could be done by giving the FDA oversight would be to create more harm. Now, let's take a look at what powers the FDA already has. Yep, already has. So for that, we take a look at the FDA. So what is going on then with the FDA is the FDA has the authority, first of all, to test these drugs, these supplements, which they've been doing, and they found over 700 are tainted with pharmaceutical agents. Now, because the FDA has given approval to these drugs, it's given a monopoly to the drug company, and it said only this company can sell this drug, and only in these forms, and only in these dosages. So the FDA actually has the authority to seize these drugs and to remove them from the market, which they can do. And if they started doing that, then what would happen, obviously, is the companies buying them would stop. Talk more when we get back.
Doctor, can't you see I'm burning? Oh, doctor, is this love I'm feeling? Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are talking about supplements that, well, may actually be drugs. So the question is, which ones are these? Well, wouldn't you like to know? I would. Yeah, I would too. But guess what? FDA's not talking. You would think they could publish a list. No. But they do give you some hints. And so let's take a look at the hints that we have. So it turns out that these drugs that actually contain these pharmaceuticals that are actually concealed in supplements are concealed in a certain class of supplements. And so it's not every single supplement. It's not a random thing. And so these pharmaceuticals are concealed in weight loss supplements. So if you're taking a weight loss supplement, chances are higher, much higher, that it actually contains a pharmaceutical agent that would be prescription for that pharmaceutical. If you are taking a supplement for erectile dysfunction that is advertised for erectile dysfunction, then the chances are much higher that it is laced with Viagra or another pharmaceutical agent that causes that's actually pharmaceutical. So in other words, supplements that are advertised as being for weight loss, as being for erectile dysfunction as being for mental alertness. These are the ones most likely to contain pharmaceutical agents. Oh, and for bodybuilding. So, what is the problem? The problem is not one of safety. Because even though these supplements are adulterated, apparently they're not causing any deaths. And the emergency room and hospitalizations caused from them are negligible, spit in the ocean, compared to those problems caused by FDA-approved materials. So requiring FDA approval can only be expected to make them more dangerous. By the way, the FDA already has the authority needed to put an end to this. So the FDA can pull anything it wants off the shelf, test it. If it finds a pharmaceutical agent in that supplement, then the fact that there is a pharmaceutical agent gives the FDA jurisdiction. It's because the FDA has jurisdiction whenever pharmaceutical agents are used. So increasing the jurisdiction of the FDA over supplements is not going to solve the problem, because the FDA already has the jurisdiction it needs to solve the problem. So what is the problem? So I personally am not even suggesting people avoid these supplements laced with pharmaceuticals, because they're not dangerous. Clearly they're safer than the FDA approved versions. But if you're looking for something natural and non-pharmaceutical, then I would definitely suggest avoiding them. So if you are looking for something natural and non-pharmaceutical, then you don't want to take a supplement that's advertised as being useful for weight loss, erectile dysfunction, bodybuilding, or nervous conditions. Instead, let's say you find such a supplement, you take a look at it, you see what it says in the label, find another supplement that's not advertised with that indication that has only the non-pharmaceutical ingredients on the label. That would be one way of going. Another way, of course, would be to pay to have the material tested at a lab. Testing a material at a lab is about a $100 affair. And many of these supplements are actually pretty expensive. A year's worth is several hundred dollars. So paying to have your supplement tested, if you're in doubt, makes a lot of sense. That's if you don't want any pharmaceuticals in them. So suggesting pharmaceutical supplements to the authority of the FDA is not the answer. So the problem, though, is not safety, because these things, even though they contain pharmaceuticals, apparently are very safe. So the problem is that the FDA, which is controlled by the pharmaceutical industry, needs control over the supplement industry. So you take a non-problem, which is that people are safely taking certain materials, so it's not a safety hazard to the public. You get people riled up about it, and you propose a solution that does not answer the problem. The solution, of course, is let's bring supplements under the jurisdiction of the FDA, hence under the jurisdiction of the pharmaceutical industry. So basically, supplements should not be subjected to FDA scrutiny when that scrutiny creates danger. We can see that because the pharmaceuticals are so dangerous. So this FDA scrutiny, we can only guess, has enhanced the danger. And so the FDA protects a monopoly of already approved drugs. So in order to compete with the Viagra people, the supplements would have to be analyzed by the FDA, and at that point would not be allowed in the market. Now, that's if it was a true supplement with no Viagra in it, it would be kept off the market. And we will be back soon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are talking about supplements that are actually tainted, or I should say augmented, or conceal pharmaceutical agents. And so what we had determined is that it is not a medical threat to the public. Now, certainly what the deception does is it may lead many people to end up taking pharmaceuticals when they don't realize that they're taking pharmaceuticals. And so there's two ways to handle that. One is avoid the classes of dietary supplements that are tainted. And number two, have your particular supplement that you plan to use, have it tested. So here we have Scientific American. I just want to really emphasize that the FDA already has complete authority to handle these types of problems. And so on Scientific American it says, the agency, that's the FDA's, failure to aggressively use all available tools to remove pharmaceutically adulterated supplements from commerce leaves consumers' health at risk. So we know there is no health risk here because we got the numbers and we went and got them. But the issue is the agency is not using all available tools. If it did use all available tools, the problem would not exist. And so 86% of the drugs that were tainted were marketed for sexual enhancement, weight loss, and muscle building. And simply don't buy supplements for these things, for sexual enhancement. If you're having sexual issues, generally it's an issue with a clogged liver, number one, and number two, not enough cholesterol. Cholesterol is a building block for your sex hormones. So there's a sexual enhancement story. Weight loss, usually is a toxicity issue, straightforward. And muscle building. The muscle building is a nutritional deficiency issue. In other words, if you want to build muscle, you have to eat a certain kind of diet to cause that to happen. And once you maximize your food input, then you've got nutritional issues. So again, same thing. If you pump in more cholesterol, your body will take the cholesterol and make steroids out of it. And it's these steroids, naturally occurred, that your body's now making because you've changed your diet, that help bodybuilders or cause them to break through their plateaus in weights. Now, I've looked at these bodybuilding diets. And the problem with the bodybuilding diets is they're very high in protein and low in cholesterol. So protein makes the muscle, but it's the cholesterol that the body needs to make the hormones to have the body push past its limits and to also get the bulkier look to things. All right. So overall, it says less than half of the adulterated supplements were recalled. And he says it's not clear why these products were not recalled. It may be the FDA was unable to reach the companies that made the tainted products, or the FDA may have contacted the companies, but they refused to voluntarily recall their products. So when a company refuses to voluntarily recall its products, the FDA has a number of tools it can use to get the product off the market. The agency can send a warning letter to the company, and they can visit the factory for an inspection or issue a mandatory recall. But the study found the FDA rarely employed such tools. Out of the 146 companies involved in making tainted supplements, the FDA issued only 7 warning letters and did not issue any mandatory recalls. So the FDA has total authority to solve this problem, but refuses to. Why they refuse to? We can only speculate. It might be that the same individuals who profit from the pharmaceutical material, the approved FDA material, are actually selling it to these companies that are putting it in tainted stuff. Now, this might not be the drug companies. This might be at the manufacturer level. For example, I have a product that I manufacture, and my manufacturing company could, unbeknownst to me, be selling my product out the back door to somebody else. And this is something that can also be happening, but again, it's something the FDA has the power to stop. And so what can be done? And so what do they say can be done? And so they're saying the FDA, of course, needs to take more action, and the FDA is simply not doing it. And the FDA has to dedicate appropriate resources to getting the job done. So it's what the FDA is not doing. And another strategy could be to get Congress to change dietary supplement regulations so that companies are required to register supplements with the FDA before they can sell them. Again, that's not going to happen. I mean, they're not going to happen. It's not going to solve the problem. So even if that does happen, it's just going to drive the cost of supplements up through the roof. So we have no problem because there's not a health issue here, because the numbers of people being harmed are minuscule compared to the other harm the FDA is allowing in the area of pharmaceuticals. In other words, the FDA seems to be in the business of creating harm if you look at the drugs that they are regulating. A lot of people would say, pharmaceuticals are dangerous. Well, it seems to me you should be able to get a dose small enough where it wouldn't harm people, right? And it doesn't seem like the FDA is helping anyone arrive at that dose, whatever it might be. So what we have here then is we've identified a non-problem, supplements that are tainted, and proposed a solution, a non-solution, which is to give FDA more jurisdiction, which would not help. So for you as an individual, you can just avoid supplements that are in the tainted class in terms of their advertising. You can purchase other materials not advertised in the tainted class and use those instead. For example, you can get the organic 100% whey in the supplement section of, say, a health food store instead of the super whey in the bodybuilding section of the same store. So you've got your whey, but the whey in the organic food section is much less likely to be laced with steroids. But again, the issue here is finding a non-problem, proposing a non-solution, and advancing another agenda. That is what's going on here. So I think the best way to go is I would avoid these classes of supplements if that's what you want to do. But if that's not what you want to do, if you are interested in sexual enhancement and you are interested in bodybuilding and you are interested in weight loss and you're okay with taking a prescription drug that might be in your supplement, then there's really not a problem here. There's certainly all measure is that it's far safer than taking the prescription version that's not wrapped up in a supplement. So I would say if you're interested in taking any of these questionable classes of supplements, it's certainly far, far safer than taking the pharmaceuticals that are in the same class. So knock yourself out. All right. That is our show for today. Now, we have, of course, a message from our sponsor. So our sponsor is Vitality Capsules. And so please visit Vitality Capsules at vitalitycapsules.com. It is the internal cleanser that is safe and effective for daily use. And that is at vitalitycapsules.com. Also, at vitalitycapsules.com, you can get your free, at no charge, Candida Cleaner Report, which talks all about the use of turpentine. All right. That is it. Now, people are saying they have difficulty hearing me, but let me just check my... it's got to be a way. Okay, that is up. Let's check our system preferences. Oh, here. And see if our sound. Nope, sound is okay. Sound is okay. We're on loud as you can get, so that's our technical end here. All right. So I've had a note from our sponsor. Jesus Christ. All right, so we have questions. We're going to do our questions in Facebook, since we're sitting in Facebook here. Let me go find the chat room, too. Where's the chat room? Ah, there's the chat room. All right. We'll have the chat room up here as well. We'll do the chat room next. There you go, chat room. All right. So Lori says, do you recommend taking a quarter cup of flaxseed soaked in one cup of water overnight and then drink it? Yes. If you just drink the liquid, you drink the whole thing, seeds and all, everything, down the hatch. Yes, it's slimy. And it also lubricates the intestine. It sounds like you need to increase your water, Lori. So get on that scale, figure out your weight in pounds, divide it by 50, and drink that many quarts of water every day. So give that a try. Okay. All right. Kimberly says, Thank you. You are saving my life. Do you grind the seeds first or after soaking? No. You don't grind them at all. Take the whole seeds, soak them, quarter cup of seeds, one cup of water, overnight, stir and drink in the morning. That is it. All righty. Okay. Sarah says, cutting out sugar, you will lose lots of weight. That's a secret of a healthy body. It definitely helps. Mm-hmm. Sweetie Pie says, do I need to take a teaspoon of turpentine every day if I have cancer? No, you don't. Steve Johnson says, since October 2018, I've lost 30 pounds after taking Vitality capsules and cutting out added sugar. Great. Congratulations, Steve. Thank you for letting us know that. So Nicole says, I can barely hear you. Maybe a folding screen behind you. Oh, there's an idea. I'll see if I can get one of those. Kimberly says, I can't find pig ears for humans. Any idea where I can find some online? So pig ears for humans would be like air for humans as opposed to air for dogs. It's still air. So the pig ears for pets and the pig ears for humans are one and the same. And the pig ears for pets, they just took the same pig ears and just sold them to the pet stores. So it's the same pig ears. So I would say get the pig ears for pets and just boil them up. All righty. Brian says, women are taking steroids and basically turning into men. Basically, yes. I look at these women with these six packs. I'm like, oh no, I'm good. I'll just be a little lady. So Cedric says, Dr. Daniels, if your adrenal glands are jacked up because of stress and lifestyle and toxins, then you won't build muscle. Whoa. You can control your lifestyle. So change your diet, which is part of your lifestyle, to a higher cholesterol diet. You will support your adrenals, and they will no longer be jacked up. Mm-hmm. I can't get any higher, so won't let me see all those questions on Facebook. So let's go to chat room. All right. The chat room says, Dr. Daniels, you mean the dried hard pig ears for dogs? Yeah, those. So they are dried and hard. So I've worked with these, and it's tough. You have to at least soak them overnight and then pressure cook them for 2 hours. So it takes some doing. All right. Somebody in the chat room says, I just bought a bottle of Plantation Blackstrap Molasses a couple days ago, and it has 42 calories. Yay! You got the good stuff. And Dr. Hills, what do you recommend for bug repellent? You can use citronella essential oil. That's fine. I even put it on full strength. Or you can cut it with castor oil or almond oil. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my mic. I think, let's see. I don't know. Is that better? All right. Tech guy says my mic is dropping in and out. I can actually hear it. So let's see if we can't move. I think that these earphones are in the way. All right. How's that? Is that better? It should be better.
All right. Going to commercial.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Daniel, and we are answering questions ultimately in Facebook and the chat room. Alrighty. Let's see what we got. Why is powder shielded a no-no? It's a no-no because it has a dangerously high level of heavy metals and it's poisonous. Alright. All right. Where do you get your Palo Santo from? I get my Palo Santo online. Dr. Dams, how do you know you have leaky gut syndrome and how can it be fixed? I ignore the term because it's not a useful term. Leaky gut basically means, and there's people who use that term, that you have leaks in your gut and stuff is leaking into your blood and that's what's causing you to be sick. So I've not found that to be a useful concept in helping anyone heal. So I just don't use it. If you have holes in your intestine, then the holes are caused, so your intestines are a tube, right? So if stuff is leaking out of this tube, that means the pressure inside the tube must be higher than the pressure outside the tube. And so you have a pressure-driven flow, right? So you just reduce the pressure inside the tube by emptying the tube into the toilet, lower the pressure inside the tube, and the leakage will stop. That's like pretty straightforward. That works in any system. The other thing that's going on is whenever that pressure gets high enough and the membranes of the intestines get stretched enough, you're going to have holes because this is an organic tissue designed to allow things to pass through. That's the design of your intestines. Things are supposed to pass through. If they didn't pass through, you'd be dead, right? Because you'd get no nutrition. Okay, so one way to solve this problem is to improve the permeability, improve the holes, so that the holes only let in what's supposed to go in. And that's where your collagen, connective tissue, and bone broth come in. So if you're having leaks in your gut, and I leave it to you to figure out how or if that's happening, it's not a term I find useful in helping anybody heal, but let's just say you have a leak, then the answer is to decrease the pressure internally and to fortify the walls of that tube so they function properly to allow in what's supposed to come in and to not allow in what's not supposed to come in. All right, we are going to commercial. See you at the other...
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.